back here on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio on your Top 4 at 4, brought to you this afternoon by National RX, Farragut's neighborhood community pharmacy. Well, we begin in college basketball news. It's UT Basketball Media Day over there, and Rick Barnes is holding court. Go through some of the highlights here.
What's a Deacon have to say today, Russell?
He likes the maturity of his squad, Bear.
I do, too.
Feels like Josiah Jordan James and Santiago Vescovi really represent that maturity with their basketball IQ. Calls them player coaches on the floor. Says if he could pick one thing to improve on right now, it would be their ball screen defense. I feel like that's been the one thing we have to improve on defensively every year.
Our ball screen defense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something you just got to work on constantly.
Yeah, I don't think anybody defends it. Well, it's like modern college football. Nobody knows how to defend it.
No.
That's why everybody does it. Says they're going to play faster this year than they have at any time since he's been here.
I can believe that with the athletes he's brought in to go along with what he had.
Feels like the national team experience with Finland was good for Olivier Kamwa this summer, and that his post-development is huge for this team, says Adu, Urosh, and Awaka have also made great strides in that regard. And then one last thing here for two more notes for you here, basketball notes. These are good notes, man. Julian Phillips says he doesn't think that he feels like he's thinking about being one and done all the time. Says his family will make that decision when the time comes for him. And that he's been, quote, a dream to coach since he's been here. Barge says he spent more time with his strength and conditioning staff than any freshman they've had here. He has no sense of entitlement, and he's earned the respect of his teammates.
Wow.
This is some glowing praise.
He's the Deacon. For Barnes, I mean, he had an article, I think, last week where he was talking about Edwards. He's, you know, for somebody that gets accused of not, of kind of having a, you know, being, I don't know how you describe him, kind of crusty, kind of an old kind of coach. I mean, he's been pretty effusive in his praise of late.
Well, I think the one thing Barnes has been really good at with these one and dones is he's gotten the guys that come from really good families. Like Phillips is, like, both his parents were in the military. You had Kennedy Chandler, obviously, come from really solid upbringing last year. Springer and Keon, too. We don't have these guys who's like some shadowy figure, like handler in the background associated with a AAU team or sneaker company who's like the problems Kentucky always seems to have, at least with one guy every year. Like, we haven't had that.
No.
And I credit that to Barnes and his assistants for evaluating, say, okay, like, we can work with this guy. He's not going to upset the team chemistry that we've worked so hard to build here.
Right.
Also, Tyreek Key says that he's come in, hasn't said much, and has let his work ethic speak for itself. Feels like he's better than advertised, much more than just a scorer. He says he could play multiple positions. He's a high-level competitor. Tyreek Key. Just watching some film on him. This thing that jumps at, like, he's a thick dude. Not tall. He's like, if you didn't know any better, and you would almost say, like, he's a little overweight, but you know he's a college basketball player and there's no chance that that's the case.
No.
But
he's just built that way.
He's a big dude.
Just crazy question.
Yeah.
Do you think we could be better than we were last year, this year?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely, I do.
All right. That's kind of how I've been feeling.
I'm not saying we will be or we are. I'm just saying we could be. Yes.
Potential's there.
Yeah, sure.
Rick Barnes can't manage a roster, though, Russ.
Idiots. Number two. After originally announcing the league schedule for all SEC baseball teams in September, the SEC has released the corrected conference slate. After having a recall the 2023 baseball schedule, it's kind of embarrassing, right? Presumably, you spent a lot of time putting the schedule together. You release it, like, you put out a news release. Here's the schedule. And it was like, why isn't Tennessee playing Arkansas after they didn't play them last year? And it's like, oh, Yeah, why aren't they? We're going to do this again. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Like Zach Morris, timeout.
I mean, it made no sense from competitive, financial, anything, not to have a weekend series, and it was their turn to have us down there. I mean, that just seems like a huge oversight that they were missing out on that weekend. Tennessee versus Arkansas. I mean, the Heat was there last year, and we didn't even play him, did we? Not once.
No, I love the road series, too. We'll call it, how about this, Tony V's Vendetta Tour. Vendetta for Vitello.
Go down there and roast him a hog.
He plays at Mizzou, who he hates. That's the first series. They play at Arkansas. We know the beef there. And then at LSU.
We know the beef there.
Yeah. So, Vitello.
Can I ask?
You settle all family
business.
Let me
ask you another
question.
Have you noticed that we're in a lot of beefs? You think it's just because these other schools don't like that the young upstarts?
I think yes, because they're good, because Vitello is he hasn't paid
brash.
His dues. He's just like elbowed his way to the front of the front of the line. Doesn't ask for permission. Takes what he wants. And let's face it, he's kind of a hothead, which we like.
I mean, you or Dave Bartu, I mean, I was going to say, but you guys, I mean, he's a perfect fit here. But then, you and Dave, Dave's theory is that, yeah, he's a perfect fit because he wins a lot.
Well, that's what I was thinking when Sparks last hour was talking about Heupel, and I asked him about, his low-key demeanor. Is that good for a program and a fan base that's been prone to drama? And that's what he basically said. Yeah, I guess so, but he's winning.
Yeah.
Right now. So, that's the most important. That's why people like him. He's winning. That's always the thing. All right, number three, Major League Baseball right now, they are in the bottom of the seventh doubleheader in Dallas-Fort Worth. Rangers lead the Yankees 4-3. Both New York teams playing doubleheaders tonight. They're getting set to start Mets-Nationals.
Who are you rooting for in that one? Do you feel like you owe Brandon Orrick an apology?
Yes, but I'm not going to give him one.
Okay.
The Braves, man, got to win a game here, guys. That was not good last night. Screw around and get drugged by the Marlins in front of a 90% empty stadium in Miami. So two games for the Mets, one game for the Braves. Braves can wrap it up. They win first pitch 6:40 in Miami that game. And number four, did you see Bobby Wagner take out the field invader last night at Levi's Stadium, Monday Night Football?
Yeah, that's happened every so often. Somebody will do that, and usually about once a generation. It happened back in, I think, the 60s, and some dude got decapitated, but yeah, I saw it, and I think that's what should happen every time.
Yeah.
If you're dumb enough to get on a field with Bobby Wagner and interrupt what he's, his activities.
You know what my favorite part of this is?
What's that?
I have no idea what the protester's cause was. Nobody
did he have one?
Well, yeah. I mean, he had a flare going, and he had something written on his chest, but I haven't seen a still frame to know what was written on his chest. TV doesn't talk about it. Peyton and Eli did a big breakdown of the form tackle and everything. They were just goofing on the guy. The guy got slammed publicly on national television, humiliated, and nobody knows why he was doing it. I'm sure it was something.
I don't care why he's. I just found it humorous that and Bobby had mercy on him. Wagner could have really.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I'm sure it hurt
because you could see for a split second. I wondered if he was. It looked like he was getting ready to
put that helmet up under his chin and busted his teeth out.
I did notice that you see him stop as he's getting ready to really load up like he would if it were, if somebody else wearing a helmet.
Well, you could turn him into Tua.
Oh, he'd
scramble your eggs.
I think that's another people. Most people don't realize these guys are such phenomenal. That hit that Tua took, that would kill me or you. I guarantee you, we'd be lucky to survive that hit. And not be just drooling in our soup.
There's a nice visual.
Oh.
There is the top four at four. It's brought to you by National RX. Well, Barrett, happened again. I was driving to work today, and I was listening to, I don't know what I was listening to. Maybe it was a national show, Sirius or whatever.
Lithium on XM Radio.
No. It was a talk show because they had commercials on, and I heard a commercial for one of these online retailers of sildenafil, Viagra, you know, pills.
Where they tell you you're getting a good deal and they're actually ripping you off.
Yeah, and they were saying, it's only $2 a pill. Yeah, and I'm like, only $2? You mean four times as much as what they're charging for the exact same thing at National RX? Guys, if you're spending $2 or more for ED pills, some online thing or whatever, what are you doing, man? You're just throwing your money away to some faceless, soulless corporation. Doesn't care about you or your love life or your lady. They don't care. You're getting screwed. And you're the one that wants to be doing the screwing. Guys, that's why you're ordering the pills. 50 cents a tablet. It's the drive discount. Call up National RX right now. They'll do an e-prescribe form for you. They'll mail it to your door. You don't even have to leave your house. And 50 cents a tablet. Unheard of. We've seen commercials that charge up to $3 a pill, six times as much for the exact same thing. So don't do that. Spend your money with one of our longest running sponsors, National RX and Farragut. You can find their number online at nationalrx.com. You call them up and say, I heard them talking about it on the drive, the sildenafil special. I want it. And they'll do all the paperwork and all that stuff for you, and you just sit back and wait for those bad boys to show up on your doorstep, and then you go do your thing. Take care of business, fellas. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. National RX online at nationalrx.com. Let's get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to jump in, and I know you do. Let's get Trey, who's been hanging patiently through the break. Good afternoon, Trey. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, fellas. I'll tell you one thing that I hate about us being good at football again. I absolutely just wish my life away. Monday through Friday are just torturous, especially on weekends like this. And by God, if we win this Saturday and we're nearly a top five team going into Bama, I don't know. I'm going to have to just put myself in a coma that week.
Like, don't you have it. Like aren't you? You have some important job too, don't you? You're like a captain of industry or something. You're basically
it's been suffering, Russ.
And you're just confessing to complete non-productivity for as long as this great run that Ron continues. It could be for the rest of the year. You're just worthless at work.
You know, I give them a solid three quarters a year. I'm gonna, you know. This fourth quarter, it's going to be a little bit of a slowdown on my productivity, but that's okay. I'll make up for it on the back end in case they're listening. But I can't do it, man. Like, I sat down and while I was working today, I watched the Pitt game over again, and I'm just I don't know.
Trey's
don't know
ate up with it right now. He's got Tennessee football fever. That's pretty cool.
Guys, how long has it been since we could feel this good? I mean, come on. It's been a long time coming. But anyway, on another note, I know this has been talked about a ton, and I'm a little late as always, but I haven't got to complain about it yet. Aaron Judge thing absolutely infuriates me. If ESPN does that crap again this weekend, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might cancel my subscription and stream it from Bangladesh or something. Just to stop giving them my money, because that's, if anybody cared about that crap, we'd be watching, you know, we'd be watching baseball. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm sure you guys have hit on it, but
we actually haven't that much. And I know people are tore up about it. I do think it's neat, and I'm keeping up with it. I saw that happening during the Ole Miss Kentucky game on Saturday, and McDonough, who of course is a big Red Sox guy, was you could tell he was not too thrilled about it. But I think that for me, it just depends on how invested you are in the game, right? If it's during a Tennessee game, no, get it off my screen. I want to be watching the game. But so, yeah, I can understand Kentucky Ole Miss fans. Maybe if you had money on it, that was a really close game. That'd be really frustrating. But I guess I see the other side of it. Barry, I mean, you're a Yankees fan. What do you think? Do you have a problem with them doing the cut-ins to show Aaron Judge's at-bats?
I wouldn't have if it wasn't obvious that they weren't going to pitch to him. I mean, they were just straight. They weren't going to give him anything he could hit. So it was like, what was the point?
Well, they hit him the first at-bat, right?
Did they?
Yeah, they hit one of those. They hit him, and then the other thing, like I think they were pitching. They're just being careful, like you do with a power hitter. Like you're not gonna groove one right down the middle to Barry Bonds.
I mean, it's what we saw happen to real quickly last baseball season with Jordan Beck in the college level. He never saw. He didn't in the ones when somebody messed up and gave him a decent look at a pitch, he'd launch it. So,
and the regular season is over. So, I mean, they might be – are the Yankees going to be in – do they have a bye?
Yeah.
Them and the Astros, I guess?
Yeah, us and the Astros.
So they won't be
we play the winner of, I think, Cleveland.
But this is what Trey's talking about. He's like, guys, I just wanted to complain about this, and now you're talking about actual baseball, and I've got football fever. What's going on here?
There's a lot of stuff going on here, Trey.
Get out of your system. I mean, I would honestly – you could put Akron and Tulane on. I'd be furious if they showed me that crap during it. I mean, I don't want to see it. Get that boring. I just stopped myself. Not voluntary reaction. Get that boring sport off my television and give me football. You've got the rest of the year to show me that crap. Like, this is our time. Like, we only have, you know, so many days, so many Saturdays that we can enjoy this. If you want to watch baseball, you're watching baseball for – you know, the 15 people that are tuned into that game, you know, that's just, I don't know. It set a lot of people off, and I'm definitely one of them.
You guys are too easily set off then. I mean, it is Roger Maris's record.
Nobody cares outside of baseball, Bear. If we're watching Ole Miss Kentucky, I couldn't care less. Oh, wow, he hit a home run. I mean, like he did the other 61 times. Who cares?
Trey, we've got you marked down. You do not care about baseball. We're highly irritated.
At all. Trey wasn't getting into Tennessee baseball this fall, he's not about to give a damn about Aaron Judge's home run chase.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I mean, give me my football. Give me my basketball. You bet I'll be paying $10 to, you know, I'd pay $50 to watch Tennessee scrimmage Gonzaga. I mean, you know, give me my sports of choice, but by God, don't interrupt them with that sport. I mean, get that off my screen. Next thing I know, they'll be showing soccer on there. That's when I'll really flip out. But, yeah, that's all I got for today, guys.
We go now
pretty
live.
Pretty sure that was enough, Trey.
We go live now to Madrid. We'll be right back to the Tennessee-Alabama game, but Ronaldo is teeing up his penalty shot. Oh, Trey going apoplectic.
Golly. That's a little much, I think.
He's hot, man. He's hot.
A little too aggressive.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Let's grab a call from Martin. Good afternoon, Martin. You're on the drive.
Good afternoon, Russell.
Martin, what's up?
Not too much. I got some questions for Bear.
All right.
Oh, my. Go ahead.
Bear?
Yes, sir?
How the Celtics picked up Blake Griffiths? I want to know how old he is and how much they give him a year and how many years do they sign him for.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to write some of this stuff down, Buster. I don't have that.
I think it was a one-year deal. I did see that. And he is – pull this up for you real quick. He's 33 years young.
For how much money?
Hold on, Martin. I'm going to pull that up for you, too. Wikipedia just says one-year deal.
Martin, we haven't talked to you since your coach got suspended for a year. How's that hit you? You disappointed?
That's the last time I talked to you.
Oh, was that when it dropped? I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's when it dropped, the last time I talked to you.
I wonder if he's ever going to coach there again.
He may not.
Well.
Because they said it was in the Boston Celtics lore that a coach that does that won't be with them.
Yeah, they expose the Celtics to a lot of liability. You ready for Celtics to get fired? You think you got what it takes to make it all the way this year and win it, Martin?
Yes. I sure do with what we picked up so far. And Blake Griffin's a good backup power forward and center. And that Brogdon boy we got from that we picked up, he's a real good ball player too, and I think we got a chance to make it back.
How's what's the kid's name? The center, he's got a bad knee.
Robert Williams III?
Yeah. What's
he underwent surgery and he's gonna be out 4 to 6 weeks.
I mean, at this point, Russie, with that guy, you got to make sure – you don't want to try and – you have to make sure he's right before you start playing him again.
Yeah.
Blake, I know it.
Blake Griffin, by the way, Martin's going to make the veteran minimum $2.7 million for 1 year with the Celtics. You can take a flyer on Blake Griffin, right?
Only cost you $2.7 million? Sure.
I believe you can help him a little bit.
He's got something left in the tank. We'll see.
Russell, I'm gonna tell you this and I'll let you go.
All right.
Do you think we'll get Deshaun Bishop or not?
That's a great question. I feel like, and I told Ryan Callahan this, I feel like it just seems written in the stars that he's going to end up with the Vols. We need running backs. For some reason, we're not having any traction. Now, some people say we're about to take this Khalifa Keith kid who's committed to Kentucky. We're about to flip him. I mean, he's not exactly – he's a three-star, like Kentucky was his best offer. Deshaun Bishop, like if we took him, we would be by far his best offer. I don't even think Kentucky and Vanderbilt have offered him. So
yes. – Well, I appreciate you for giving me an update on Blake.
Yeah, man. Great to hear from you.
But, Russell?
Yes.
I want you and Byron Marcus to know something.
What's that?
An overtimer know something.
All right.
I really enjoy listening to you.
We really enjoy your phone calls, Martin. Thanks so much, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, why can we not sign an elite running back? It is mind-boggling.
I have no idea. Could you imagine the whole other dimension player, you know?
That kid from Ole Miss?
Judson from Ole Miss, Gibbs at Alabama, who we could have gotten.
Pruitt didn't want him.
You know?
Wanted to come here. Pruitt didn't want him.
Tank Bigsby is marginally. I would have taken him. He's really, really good, but he gets loose. He reminds me a little bit of Jeremy Banks as far as his
wall security issues.
Yeah, he's got some.
Did you see, speaking of Blake Griffin, did you see the story that's going around about him off the court?
No.
So there is a adult film star by the name of Lana Rhodes. You familiar with her work?
No. Absolutely not.
Mm. Well, apparently...
Is he dating her?
Well, she's had a child who she says was fathered by an NBA star. And there's all this speculation about who it was, and like people had somehow narrowed it down to the Nets. And so it's like, people are thinking it was Kevin Durant or Blake Griffin or somebody else. Anyway, she posted some pictures of her baby on, like, Instagram or something.
Does it look a lot like Blake?
This kid looks exactly like Blake Griffin. Like, uncannily.
Huh.
Like, who? Like, he's a very distinct-looking guy, right? Like,
yeah.
I say Blake Griffin, even if you're not an NBA fan, you know exactly who I'm talking about, like. You know
who I think looks like Blake Griffin?
Who?
Kind of like Bubba Wallace. Except that he's like probably, what do you think, 10 or 12 times bigger?
Yeah. Anyway, so people are speculating that.
I'm being told the Tank are very familiar, all those guys down there, with this young lady.
Oh, really? They are familiar with her work.
Yeah.
I need to go look at the film.
Well, said she's hot.
I mean, she's in that world. I mean, I would hope so. I hope that Blake Griffin allegedly is not impregnating an ugly porn star.
Hmm.
What, do those guys just sit and watch these videos together? Like that's kind of weird to me. Like
what?
Watching adult videos with like other dudes?
Yeah, why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm asking you. They're your friends. I don't know these dudes.
I have no idea. They don't. That never happens.
Like, hey, there's not a game on. I want to watch something.
I just think they are individually. They are aware of her filmography.
We could turn on the news. We could watch a movie. No, I've got it. Let's watch some adult videos.
Yeah.
Let's put that up on the big screen, and we'll sit here and watch it together as men do. And what? I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to. That would be strange.
Holy crap, he does look just like him.
Stay with us. The drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. Back with more after this.
The drive.
So you're The Docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer, the Car Rack Pro Attorneys. Tom Brady's rep responded to reports that the seven-time Super Bowl champion and his wife, former supermodel Gisele Bündchen, have hired divorce attorneys. Representative for Brady had no comment when reached by Fox News Digital about the reports. Well, I guess he didn't respond, did he? Oh, it passes for journalism these days.
That's ridiculous.
It rep responded to reports.
They look down their noses at us.
He had no comment. Who, the news media?
Yeah, you know, the suede elbow patch brigade.
I'm telling you, man, it kind of got me sad. Tom and Gisele breaking up.
It got me sad a bit. She probably found out about some of that stuff he's into.
What?
Huh?
You just said she found out about some of that stuff he was into.
Weird stuff he might be into. I don't know. I don't like Tom Brady.
That was a amazing back paddle. You went from
besmirching him,
affirmative statement, as if you knew something, to some of that stuff he might have been into. I don't know.
I mean, the bottom line is it's pretty obvious that she thought he was retiring, and he decided he wasn't retiring. And
how is that pretty obvious?
That is, she just flat out wants Peyton. Did you ever think about that being a possibility?
He's always been better than you, Tom. That big, bold, masculine, sexy forehead.
Did you see Saturday Night Live?
Turns me on.
The cold open was the Manning cast on Saturday Night Live?
No.
That actor, what's his, Miles Teller. He looks...
Is he good?
Yeah, I mean, he looked dead off like Peyton. And had the mannerisms. The guy who played Eli wasn't very good.
It's got to be a big distraction, man, in the middle of a season. Things are going well. Brady trying to quarterback an NFL football team.
Well, the
life
boys
falling
on,
apart off the field.
You know, John and Cody on their show.
Yes, it's called Talk Sports.
Talk
Sports. Weekdays, noon to 3.
They were talking about, I can't remember if it was Cody or John, so what if Brady just pulls a Spurrier? He tries to save his marriage and says, see ya. To Tampa Bay. They aren't very good, dude. And he's definitely, you can tell this year, time has caught up with Tom Brady.
Well, he's, what, 45? I want him to keep going, man.
I want him to keep going until some 22-year-old monster defensive lineman gets a hold of his old ass and finally
breaks him. He's one of the last athletes. And so you're past this, Bear. So you gotta give me this, man. He's one of the last guys that's still doing it, still playing professional sports, that's actually older than me. That changes things, right? I mean, remember when you were young? You shone like the sun? And you looked up to these guys, Bear, like they were just gods among men. And then you get older, and now they're kids. We're talking about football players. I always thought it was weird that they call college football players kids. I still think it's kind of weird, but now I kind of get it because it's like, oh,
that
yeah,
changed for
I
me
was
a couple
an idiot
years
at
ago.
18, 19. I didn't know anything. I mean, once, I know much more now, but it's like it's different when you're.
Once it got to the point where I could legitimately, they were young enough to be my own kid. Yeah. That's when I started calling the boys kids. The fellas.
Young man.
The young man.
Did you see Mahomes after that game Sunday? They went up and dapped each other up, and Brady says to him, keep it up, man. And Mahomes said, yes, sir. And that stung me a little. That stung me a little.
That's just how it is, man.
Yes, sir.
That's just how it is.
Not sir. My dad is sir.
How damn absurd was was that play he made at the goal line the other night?
Oh, so good.
When he's in the zone, there's none better.
Now, I will say this. Tom Brady, if these reports are true and he's back on the market.
He won't be for long.
Well, I think probably takes time to enjoy your newfound bachelorhood, right? 45.
I guess I never understood why he left. I think his first one before Giselle was I always thought she was a lot better looking than Giselle.
It's not always about looks, Bear. It's about personality. What you want out of life. Do you connect on a deep emotional level?
Huh.
People change. People grow apart. Sad,
obviously,
man.
They did.
That's sad.
You think they'd be getting divorced if he hadn't retired? Or if he hadn't unretired?
I don't know. People speculating that they're getting divorced because he won't retire. That's stupid because, okay, he didn't retire this year, but he's going too soon. Like, he's obviously with the end of the tunnel.
She feels like she's wasted 20 years of her life waiting on this guy.
You can't hang on another year or two for Tom to finish up his playing career. Then you've got the rest of your years.
She's supposed to waste another couple of her years when she could be out stalking the runways in Milan and Paris. I don't know.
Why is she wasting them?
I'm on Team Giselle now.
Oh, yeah.
You're simping for Brady.
She's got it tough. Pour one out for Giselle.
Well, she's got a lot more money than him.
What is hard in Giselle's life?
You think she should have to pay him alimony? That'd be the most Brady thing ever. If he got alimony from his ex-wife.
You think she makes more money than he does?
Oh, I know she does.
You know she does. How much money does she make?
I don't know what she currently makes, but yeah, she was one of the top paid supermodels of all time.
Well, he makes what? $20 million a year to play football. Give
she
or
makes
take,
like
plus another probably 20 in endorsements. You tell me she makes more than $40 million to strut around and have her picture taken.
Oh, I'll look it up for you. I was as stunned as you were when I read it originally.
I mean, I see Brady all the time. Honestly, I don't even know Giselle. Like, I don't even really know what I haven't seen her work. I don't know. I don't read Vogue magazine or wherever her pictures appear in.
She's worth north of $500 million. And she's still making $40 million a year just off her endorsements. Yeah,
what
she's
she
got
endorse?
A lot more money than
lipstick?
Him. Stuff that broads buy, I guess, man.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm not a broad.
Whoa. I like how you immediately knew in your head that you had said something wrong there, and instead of just like walking it back or ignoring it, trying to pretend it didn't happen, you doubled down.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
Does any female you know have any idea about some of the stuff we talk about?
About what? Sports?
No, I'm thinking more not sports. I mean, everybody loves sports. Just some of the stupid stuff that we all talk about around here.
Like what?
I don't have 90% of it we can't talk about on air. There's no way to do it. I've tried, but there's just no way. Anyhow, yeah, she's worth a lot more money than him. I'm not upset in the slightest. I think he deserves it. He's a schmuck. The most punchable face in the history of punchable faces.
Oh, no. No.
Like, smash it.
No. Not even
don't
top
act like
10.
You're better than Peyton, Tom Brady.
I got another real quick one here for the docket.
All right.
Two people arrested Sunday here in Knoxville after they followed a car on the interstate and fired shots hitting a passenger.
Jesus.
Claudia Ruiz and Malik Brown were reportedly at the Waffle House on Paper Mill Drive. I've had a lot of meals in that Waffle
House.
That's
one of my Waffle Houses.
Yeah, I used to live in apartments across the street.
I saw the mugshots on these two.
I used to eat that Waffle House so much that I knew all the people there, and they like knew my order and stuff.
Yeah.
I've taken my services out to Cedar Bluff. Anyway, got into a fight with a Knox County Sheriff's deputy at the Waffle House. That's
not a good idea.
No. The sheriff, for some reason, did not arrest them, but kicked them out of the business. Ruiz and Brown then reportedly left in a red Dodge. The victim and several other witnesses told responding officers that they were also at the Waffle House during the altercation, then decided to leave shortly thereafter. When on the interstate, the group said they saw the red Dodge from earlier in the night on the shoulder of the interstate. The driver of the Dodge then reportedly began following the group, pulling up to the side and matching speed with the group's car. According to the report, Ruiz pointed her hand out the window of her car and fired multiple shots from a handgun, hitting a passenger in the group's car through the door. After speaking with the victim, officers tracked down a red Dodge, finding Ruiz and Brown inside with a handgun. The two were charged with attempted first-degree murder after officers checked Google Maps on Brown's phone, confirming the route he had traveled.
I didn't mean to laugh, but...
But you did.
Yeah. What? I mean...
They get on the interstate, and they just pull over to the shoulder, and they... Something sounds fishy about that to me.
They figured out, I guarantee they talked to that deputy. What they may have done is gotten... Well, I mean, what if they paid with a credit card at Waffle House? A debit card.
And what?
Go back and find out who somebody is real, real quick.
The shooters?
Yeah, the police. When the police later found them. What I can't figure out is why they're still in the same damn... Why they're just sitting there in the same car.
Well, no, what I'm talking about is...
Did they chase people from the Waffle House that weren't involved?
Well, they get on the interstate. They leave first. The shooters leave first, right? In the red Dodge. They get on the interstate. And then they pull over on the shoulder, presumably to wait or for another reason. And then they just happen to see...
Another
carload of people who may have been involved in this altercation in some unknown way. And so, hey, they're the people. I mean, think about the interstate. Cars going by all the time. Even at 2 a.m., there's lots of cars going by. And you just happen to, oh, there they are. Let's go catch up to them. Like, that seems very improbable to me.
There's a lot of things that we don't know yet, I feel like.
I almost wonder if they knew these people, had a phone number or something, like, hey, come on, like, cop kicked us out, like, let's take care of them. Like, I don't know. It seems weird.
Idiots with guns.
Yep. A lot of them out there, unfortunately. That is the docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer, the car wreck pro attorneys. They're online over at foxandfarmer.com. If you got any legal questions, go check out the website, and you could set up a free consultation. That's right. It is free to sit down with the pros at Fox and Farmer, discuss your case, get any questions you might have answered. And at Fox and Farmer, it doesn't end there. They don't get paid unless you get paid. So it's not like you decide to take on the case and you got to plop down a bunch of money right there. They get a cut of your settlement, so they're going to work to make sure that settlement is high as it possibly can be, because that increases whatever they get. So that's what's great about Fox and Farmer, is even folks who don't have a ton of money to afford high-priced attorneys can afford their services. FoxandFarmer.com. You can call them at 865-531-9400. Tell them Fan Run Radio sent you for Fox and Farmer, the car wreck pro attorneys. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back to wrap up hour number two of The Drive next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Well, LSU up to a 58.3% chance to win the game, according to the ESPN FPI.
There's a 58% chance that I give a flying you-know-what about what the ESPN FPI says. Let's just play the damn game. We'll bring our guys. You bring your guys. LSU, Brian Beauregard Kelly.
Beauregard Kelly.
T-Bob Hebert, all you all.
Has T-Bob announced what he has for us yet?
No.
You want to play that clip real quick that we're going to play for Coach V next hour?
We can.
Tony Vitello is coming up next hour with us here in about 30 minutes, half an hour. Tell a friend. And we're going to play him this. This is what T-Bob Hebert said yesterday on the show.
I got some, just like I was getting after y'all's ass in baseball season. Y'all both fat and cocky. Y'all got a couple. I get it, you know. You got a couple big doves under your belt field and all good. But guess what, man? Baseball's about to come back home, okay? Because Jay Johnson is building a squad to go up against you pretenders. Tony B.
Tony Vitello sends his regards.
Boys, dude. Yeah. We're going to see.
I mistimed my line there. I was talking over him. He said, first of all, he called us pretenders. And then he said, those fake bad boys, is what he called Tennessee.
Yeah. Hebert's one of those guys. You just got to let him roll. There's no telling what he'll say.
Yeah, so he's more fired up about baseball than he is the football game. Games this weekend, Vols down to a 2.5-point favorite. So they're favored on FanDuel. But ESPN FBI has LSU a nearly 60% chance to win the game. Mississippi State minus 8.5 against Arkansas. Arkansas, man, I'm telling you, they might have missed their window.
Yeah.
They peaked. Is this as good as it gets under Sam Pittman? Kind of think it might be. And are they going to be okay with just being an 8-4 program?
How big was that? That win. I mean, it kept Jimbo. You imagine how hot Jimbo's seat would be right now if that kick doesn't land on top of the upright, bro?
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at when I was looking at their schedule. I was like, this could get
– they'd be headed towards 2-4.
Ugly.
They're a 23.5-point underdog at Bama.
They only have like one or two gimme games left on their – they could easily win or lose – the majority of their games from here on out. A&M could. Arkansas's in that same boat, man.
Florida is a 10.5-point favorite against Mizzou. Some big lines. This is why I don't know. There were some good games, but it's still puzzling to me that Vols LSU ends up on ESPN at noon. Georgia, 29.5-point favorites against Auburn. Yawn. That's your 3:30 game. 30-point line.
I mean, the two games in the two premier slots in their doubleheader, neither one have, I think, the, you know. The
potential for a double beat down there.
Yeah, and then you've got Tennessee and LSU, which should be a
knockdown, drag out, shootout, just crazy game.
Like old school ESPN or SEC classic football game.
Does anybody not think that's going to go crazy, bananas at the end, something nutso is going to happen?
Yeah, and honestly, I know it helps us out playing this game at noon. I was really kind of hoping that it ended up being the 7 o'clock game. I want to be watching an insane Tennessee game at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. Even knowing we've probably got 4 more hours to go to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm
at least 3:30, dude.
I'm fine with where it's
this
at.
Is asinine. This game's getting kicked off at noon. And they had a chance. They had a chance to fix this mistake, and they could have. But they knew what would happen is CBS knew if they elected to take our game with LSU as a primetime game, that ESPN was going to take, I guess, would have taken, what, Alabama and A&M at the 12 o'clock?
I don't pretend to understand how these TV folks operate, but that's the choices they have made, ladies and gentlemen. So football season is, of course, rolling right along. We had a full line of NFL games and lines for you as well over at FanDuel. Now is the perfect time to give them a shot. Get that no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Up to $1,000 in free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. We've been having a lot of fun with FanDuel this year. You can too. Sign up with our promo code DRIVE1. It's free money out there, folks. Just up to $1,000 back in free bets. Go ahead and take advantage, man. Try it out. The app is simple, it's safe, it's secure, it's super easy to use. It's FanDuel, man. America's number one sports book. And yeah, just looking at some of the games, Broncos The Peyton Bowl is coming up Thursday night. Thursday night football, Broncos 3-point favorite at home against the Colts. And my Titans are a road favorite this week, -2.5 at Washington and Bears Commanders. It'll be a drive derby.
Hey,
this week on Fanboy Radio.
It's not. I have never.
You never what?
Been a fan.
No.
Of a team named the Commanders.
Well,
I was not a fan of a team named the Washington Football Team.
You were a fan of a team named the Washington Redskins, who are now named the Washington Commanders. Ergo, you were a fan of the Washington Commanders.
Before Daniel Snyder. You go back.
You can go back.
I've always put it on wax. Oh, I've got the receipts. I'm done with Washington Redskins.
I've got the receipts.
I stopped being a Redskins fan when Dan Snyder bought it and butchered the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Sign up with our promo code.
Bash you in the side of the head.
Drive1. No need for threatening violence here this afternoon.
No,
just a couple of guys talking sports.
Just a good cuff behind the ear.
Drive1 for your no sweat first bet over at FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Yeah, Ole Miss is an 18.5-point favorite at Vanderbilt.
Oh yeah, they'll grind Vanderbilt up. I'm really jealous about that Judkins kid, Russ.
Yeah,
he's really jealous.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you find one of those, man. Maybe Dylan Sampson's our Judkins. What about Kentucky? 10.5-point favorite. They're all kinds of banged up. 10.5-point favorites at home against South Carolina.
That one is banged up as they are.
Is this where
I just have no faith in little
Butch,
little Frankie Beamer Jr. I mean, he's like little Carmine off the Sopranos, isn't he?
Quarterback ratings for the SEC. Who do you think is best?
Quarterback rankings or ratings?
Ratings. QBR. Don't overthink it.
Hendon Hooker.
Yes. Who do you think's number two?
The kid from Alabama that got hurt?
No, he's number three. Bryce Young.
Oh, the kid from Mississippi State, Will Rogers?
No, he's number five.
Really?
No.
Stetson Bennett?
No, he's number six. Will Levis is second in the league in QBR.
He ain't played nobody, Paul.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. We're going to take a quick break. Hour number three. We'll get your top five at five. Tony Vitello coming up in 25 minutes right here on Fan Run. Stay with us. We're back with more after this.